There's two halachot in the laws of Shabbat. Question was asked. A person realized over Shabbat that the light in his car, he left on. And he wants to know, is he allowed to tell a goy to go shut it off? So Rabbi Pinchasi writes in his halacha that it depends. If one is certain that it is going to drain the battery and result in a loss, and result in Torah, it's going to be a inconvenience now for him to go have to get the car towed or get the car fixed. So then already it is permissible to tell the goy in that case to go and shut the light of the car. However, if it's just going to weaken the battery's power, then one should not be lenient in that case. The second question is asked, it snows over Shabbat, is it permissible to tell the goy to go and shovel? According to the halakha, again, Rabbi Pinchasi is posek, it is indeed permissible to tell the goy to shovel in front of the house, even though it might be the shoot at a beam. However, he does say you should specify to the goy that he should not throw the snow more than 4 amot at a time. Because while he's shoveling, he should, you know, shovel it less than 4 amot, just in order to minimize the isur. So again, the halakha l'maaseh in both cases, in the case of the battery dying, you can tell the goy to shut the light, as well as telling him to shovel in front of the house. And part of the reason is because it could be slippery, it could be sakana, and especially in places where they fine the owner of the house who doesn't shovel, that and for other reasons as well, the poor scheme are mekel. Actually, this is also written in the Mishneh Halachot in Chelek Dalet Siman Mem Heh.